Well, yeah. Hmm.
God.
And that this can be what it's stemmed back to Irwin or one of his. All right. I reckon he hasn't put you up to this, had he? He said, I need to jerk this Greg Tingle into action. Let's get the wife on. All right. Okay. All right. Thanks. Bye bye. G'day, Mick. You've got a bit of news happening there, I believe. Or something's on your mind?
Yeah, well, you know, as my car was sitting there, and then next thing we get a knock on the door.
Yeah.
He used to send a tactical response to see me up where I used to live.
Yeah.
Down here, they've sent the two biggest blokes I think they got, you know, around to visit me and with the nation's made threatening phone calls.
God.
To the Australia Zoo, Sunshine Coast.
Did they leave their card? Or they did.
Yeah, they left laughing because they can see what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Miss Sheila's come back with the determination to the police. Mick Pittman's told us that he's going to blow us out of the water.
No.
She hung up on me. She told me Steve Irwin was going to call me back, and then Bush hung up on me yesterday.
Yeah.
She called the crocodile specialist group to nobodies, and she didn't even know who they were. And now, these are people that are supposed to be involved in the conservation arena, and these people. Solutions and so forth like that to do with crocodilians. Now, anybody that's in the industry knows.
Tell me, I mean, the general word on the street, generally, I mean, the only people that seem to like Steve Irwin are people that don't know any better. Like, you get these blonde bimbos in the US, and they think he's a great bloke. But I mean, mate, I've done my own survey over the last year, and 95% of Australians reckon Irwin's a fucking asshole. You know what it is, mate? On their side, it's greed and jealousy. I put up with some bullshit from the Australian Zoo myself about a year and a half ago, and they wouldn't comment. They said, "Oh, under the Freedom of Information or whatever the fuck it was, we don't have to give that information out because there's actually quite a few former unhappy employees from his company, and they're unhappy because he screwed people over, him and his wife. That's why they're unhappy. They're not unhappy just for the point of being unhappy. The guy, I mean, the way they run the zoo is a fucking monstrosity.
Well, the way they educate the public isn't real good either.
Well, it's a bluff. It's a bluff, but he came unstuck. And now everyone knows he's a fucking arsehole.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, that did you know he had worked for the Dole out there even?
No. Oh.
That's bad.
Mm.
That's the lowest. I think you'll go. But,
right.
Now his people can't. There's 136,000 other sites, you know, and he reckoned that Stanton sent out a letter and said that they send them to 200 people every week that have used the terms.
Well, mate, it's Luger. I mean, I'm not the only bloke, and I don't say, I'm the only person that can call myself a fucking media mogul or a media entrepreneur. If someone else wants to call themselves that, they can call themselves that.
Never been busted for bugger all, and to be able to do that, you've got to be a little bit smart.
Mate, that's right. It also reminds me, there was a thing before, I don't know whether you watched that many reality TV programs, but with Donald Trump's The Apprentice, and one of the apprentices which got fired, that ended up being a bit of a court case, because Donald Trump, I'm not sure what the final outcome was, but he wanted to trademark "you're fired." But then one of the contestants, they wanted to then trademark "you're fired." But at the end of the day, mate, the term "you're fired" has been around since the beginning of time.
Yeah, and you know what this terminology in the dictionary says about a crocodile hunter? Basically, what I said in the newspapers too was my terminology of a crocodile hunter out of the dictionary is one who hunts animal down for profit and livelihood, or one who kills the animal profit and livelihood.
Yes, yeah, so, okay.
And then I said that the guts of it is this bloke's a photographer. He gets out there and he takes pictures of them, and that's the extent of them.
Tell me, hey, are you happy to go public with this or what?
Oh, yeah, this is what I'm telling you. Now that these.
I'm just asking you, that's why, that's okay.
They've made the mistake again by misinterpreting something that was they've taken way out of context. Are they out of touch with.
So you said what you've done, you've basically stuffed up, but you're going to be blown out of the water, and they're sort of going on like you're going to blow the bloody joint up.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and the thing is.
Well, you're not a bomb guy, you're a crocodile guy, you're not a fucking bomb expert.
No, I'm not a terrorist.
Well, he's a fuck. As you know, he's a fucking showman and a surfer. He ain't a fucking bushman's asshole.
Yeah, well, this is the guts of it, you know. That's yeah. If they can't understand my language, as an ordinary bushman from out the scrub, if they can't understand my language and take it out of context and then find an excuse to get the coppers around, where's Australia going?
Yeah. No, mate, listen, mate, I would suggest the whole of Australia's on your side. They're fucking assholes. The whole of Australia knows it. Most of the UK knows Irwin's an asshole. And almost all of America knows. His fucking reputation's tarnished.
Yeah, well, you know what would be a good punchline here? First, it was litigation. Now, it's the police.
Yeah. No, you're right. Litigation, police, Irwin, I don't know, Irwin bites the hand who feeds him, or fucking, I don't know, something. Croc, what a croc, there you go, what a croc part two.
Yeah, this is 12 months on, nearly.
Yeah.